The whole time Jesus was here, my desire is to worship. Worship is a lifestyle. Yes. Everybody say lifestyle. A worship is the way that you live your life. And I'm not going, and that's not my message tonight, but I just want you to understand that worship, your desire is to worship him. You worshiping God is a lifestyle. That means your life is styled a certain way. Lifestyle. Everybody say lifestyle. Lifestyle. Your life is styled a certain way. It's formed, it's molded in a certain way. It's a lifestyle. So if my desire is to worship you, then my life should be styled by what you called it to be styled by. Amen. Are y'all seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Jesus and everything about Jesus and everything that he said and everything that he ever did, every miracle that he did that you're excited about, every word that he said, every red word that you read in his Bible, all of his steps, all of his moments, not one of his moments wasn't about what I'm about to say. All of his moments and all of his words and all of his miracles and everything that he did, his whole, complete, and entire life, not just the death, the burial, and the resurrection, but from the time he was born until he went to the ascension, all of that was about you. Now listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Now, I'm not just talking about save your sins. I'm going to say something, and I'm going to shake you up a little bit. Jesus ain't just come to save your sins.
Come on.
Everybody says, the point of Jesus, the reason Jesus came was for my sins. Well, if Jesus came for sin, then sin would have been the purpose. If Jesus came for sin, like that's the only reason he came, to deal with some sin, which I'm going to deal with that in a minute. If he came for that, then that means sin was in control. And sin was the purpose. No, sin couldn't be Jesus is God. So it must be something a little bigger than that, right? A freedom from sin is a product of Jesus' life.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
It's a product. Everybody says a product. So everything about Jesus was about you. There was not one thing that Jesus said, there's not one message, there's not one time he was talking that wasn't trying to tell you who you were.
Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
I'll go a little further. There was not one message that Jesus preached where he wasn't trying to tell you that you was him.
Yes.
And he was you.
Thank you.
Every single time. Every single one of them was Jesus telling you, listen. We learned about the mirror, right? I can't hear y'all. We learned about the... Yeah. He's the mirror. Every time he shows up, he's saying, look at yourself.
Yeah.
What's your favorite miracle? Y'all can think about it right quick. Look at yourself.
Look at yourself.
What you be doing. You should not be aspiring. This is who you are. Come on, say I am.
I am.
Come on, say it again. Say I am.
I am.
Come on, say it a little louder. Say I am.
I am.
Now we get afraid. Let me deal with this fear about I am. There's a fear in the church about I am. See, I'm walking around saying stuff like I am the answer. I ain't got no problem because I am the answer. How can the answer have a problem?
Amen.
I don't want clarity. I am clarity. I don't want victory. I am victory. This one, say it.
I am.
Come on, say it out your mouth.
I am victory.
See, I am.
I am.
We got this feeling, so we don't want to say stuff. We don't want to say I'm the answer. We want to say Jesus is the answer. And that's true, but Jesus and you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get ahead of myself. The statement, I am, automatically makes you one with the Father.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. When Moses, they say, Moses say, I don't know what I'm going to tell. They ain't going to listen to me. He said, tell him, who he told him, tell him? Tell him, I am that I am sent you. So he named himself. Jesus kept on saying, I am. So if we look at I am as his name, but then you be like, I am too. Everybody say, I am.
I am.
So right now with I am, it brought us back into unity with the Father.
Right.
Just by you saying that I am.
I am.
Yeah. We have this fear of give God the glory. Everybody say, give God the glory.
Give God the glory.
Listen, can God run out?
No.
Can God run out of anything?
No.
Can he end?
No.
Can he ever have less than, right?
No.
So why is it that you have this fear when you're saying I am, that you're taking glory from God? You can't take nothing from God. Matter of fact, his glory is coming. Matter of fact, I am his glory.
I am his glory. Yeah.
Y'all scared. Y'all scared. Y'all want me to teach something else, but I'm not.
I am his glory.
Everybody trying to get delivered. I am deliverance. See, if I am deliverance, then because I am that, then I don't have to get that because I am that. Are y'all understanding me? If I am the answer, then I don't have to get an answer. Lord, show me something. Let me help y'all real quick. You'll yield more from your apostle if you come with a certain posture. This is what I'm trying to tell you. Most of us come to church, us, all right, so I'm in the bag too, right? Most of us come to church looking for an answer. We were talking about this class the other night, right? Most of us come to church looking for an answer. So you walk through the door, you pray in tongues and everything, and you come in to sit down and get your answer. How you gonna get what you are? I'll be talking to, we're gonna grow up. Everybody say grow up. Maturity, right? That's what we've been talking about, maturity, right? I'll be talking to some of the young fellas, and we'll be talking, and God will give me revelation, and we'll start talking. An apostle does this to me, what I'm about to say, so I know why I do it to other people now. He'll talk to you, and he'll be like, yeah, he says, now the Lord showed me this, and this, and this, and this. So what that mean? It's a million and one things that it can mean. He got one thing in mind, and if you don't hit that one answer on the head, he gonna look at you like, how you couldn't get that? Right? So I found myself doing it. But I understood what's going on now. Watch this. I understood what's going on. I talked to young boys. We was in there talking the other day, and I said, so what that mean? And Troy was in there. I said, what that mean? And so they all sat there and looked at me. I got smart, too. I started doing that to Apostle. He said, what that mean? I said, I don't know, sir. What does that mean? So he sat there and looked at me. And I said, listen, I have an answer, and I can give you an answer. But if I give you an answer, then you're going to have the answer that I gave you, and it's not going to be real to you. All right, I got a question for you. All right, I don't need y'all to be super religious on me tonight. I don't need y'all to be trying to save God's face right now. Because y'all know we don't like to answer true questions sometimes because we're trying to save God's his career or whatever y'all want to think you're saving, all right? All right, God don't need your saving.
Amen.
All right, the truth make you free, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever come for an answer and got an answer, right? But then went home and tried to work the answer and it ain't work. Yes. Hey, come on, y'all. Come on. Right. See, brother, do they playing with me? They don't want to. You done came, got, and you left out of church feeling good.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. Yeah. I've been in church forever, so I know. You got your answer. I got my answer today. And you went home and tried to take the answer home, and like it bounced back at you.
Yes, sir.
You tried to command it on something, but it just. It don't seem like it. Where's the spirit? Where's the anointing that was in the building? Because you approached a certain way. See, you approach trying to get something that you already have. So because you approach trying to get something, right? You're going to hear a message, hear a word. See, apostle wants to touch the inside of you. See, the Christ nature on the inside of him is supposed to trigger the Christ nature on the inside of you. But if you come in looking for something, instead of realizing that I got it and he's going to increase my understanding of what I got. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all robbing me. Y'all robbing me right quick. That's cool. Y'all robbing me. Listen, say I am the answer. Say it again. Say I am the answer. Now, if I come here on Sunday realizing that I am the answer, that I got it already, no matter what his minister what said, I got that on the inside of me already, right? But maybe I just don't know. Maybe my consciousness of God and my consciousness of Christ's nature inside of me is not top tier yet. So my apostle who has this top tier understanding of Christ in him is raising my nature. Is raising my consciousness. Is raising my mindset to who I really am. Say I am. I sit in church sometimes and apostle will say something and I'll scream and I'll holler to make me jump up. My mind goes, just bust me loose because it hit me so hard.
Yeah.
But I've approached a certain, and I look around at other people like, what's wrong with them? Why didn't they didn't feel electric? They didn't feel a shock just now? Right, but because you was coming looking for something
right. And
you didn't come at something. If I come as the answer, everything about Jesus was telling you who you are. From the beginning of his life to now, because his life ain't never end. It's telling you who you are. When you're looking into that word, it's telling you who you are. Not what you should do. For too long, church and religion has been built on do's and duties. That's the law. And God bless that. That's for a certain time. The Bible talks about the law is for a certain time. You put on the tutors and schoolmasters. It was a schoolmaster until you grow. Jesus' whole life was trying to tell you who he was, and he touched every being of every kind of life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even Jesus had to grow up before he went off in the ministry. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, y'all, read your Bible. Yeah. The boy was 12-year-old, and he was running circles around him. Yeah. At 12, his mama said, "Why you did that to us? Get your tail back in line. We about to go." And then we ain't see him for another 18 years. Talking about you. Why he couldn't? No, he's trying to show you who you are. Yeah, right. He had to wait that time to show you how you need to grow up. Wow. Yeah. Ephesians 4, real quick. I'm sorry, y'all. Ephesians 4. I'm not sorry. Ephesians 4. Verse 14. Y'all can hear him go there. I'm about to start reading. That we henceforth, y'all know the Ephesians 4 chapter is talking about the body of Christ, the joint supply, and how we're supposed to work together. I thank God for apostles. God, I thank God. For apostle, he's talking about that teamwork spirit. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more what? Children. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie and wait to deceive. Next scripture, verse 15. Speaking the truth, what? May do what? Everybody say grow up. Come on, say it again, grow up. Grow up. Come on, say it again, grow up. Grow up. But see, you got to grow up a certain way. Grow up, and what's the next two words? Oh. It's a certain way we got to grow up. Now you think you're grown because you're over 21. Now, you done got married and had some kids and raised some kids. I know it's going to hurt y'all. I know. You think you're grown. Don't talk to me like that. Don't you talk to me like that. I'm grown. Are you? Is your manifestation grown? Or is it still baby?
Come on, sir.
Y'all don't like that one. I know, but that's the truth. We got to find out the truth.
Come on, sir.
Am I manifesting grown manifestations? Or are my manifestations still toddlers?
Come on. That's it. Come on.
I got to be real with myself. Say it. I can't hear you. Grow up into him in how many things? What's all things?
Everything.
Ain't nothing outside of all. So grow up into him. It didn't say just grow up in all things. It says grow up. It's specific. Grow up into in all things, which is the head. Then you make it a point. I love Paul because Paul make it clear so you ain't got no loopholes. You could have found your loophole if they skip a couple words. He said, which is the head, even Christ. In other words, he's trying to tell you that your whole point, the whole thing is that you grow from a child and you grow up into Jesus. Yeah. That means, and then later on in the scripture, they're talking about the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ.
Uh-huh. Yes,
I used to skip over that and I didn't know what he was talking about. But I thought about the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That means I'm supposed to be looking just like Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The stature of Jesus is supposed to be what I am.
Yes, sir.
Anything less than that, I'm losing. Anything less than that, watch this, I have an identity crisis. And I don't know who I am. Well, God dog it, if you don't know who you am, how you going to be what you need to be? And if you don't know how to be what you need to be, how are you going to do anything? We deal with the hand and not the heart. See, most of the things that we're doing, we're trying to fix the product of the hand, and we don't go deeper to the heart. See, where you work on stuff at is at the root. You can cut them branches off all day long. The fruit fall off the tree, and you can kick it around on. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Fruit. No, it ain't about the fruit. It's about the root. It's not about the hand. It's about the heart. Right? We're trying to curse all these manifestations that we don't like, but it's not about that. It's the man that needs to be changed. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So now sometimes we pray in tongues about a fruit when we should be talking about the root. Sometimes we're rebuking a fruit when we should be speaking to the root. Like Jesus cursed that tree from the root.
Yes, sir.
But go to Matthew chapter 9. This whole Bible is about you. The whole Bible is trying to tell you your identity. The whole thing. Trying to give you identity. They got some, well, what about the foolish stuff that happened? That's trying to show you the foolish stuff that you be happening. That's trying to show you what you look like right now, and this is what you're really supposed to look like. See, if you read it that way, religiously and traditionally, we've read the Bible as a book of things that we should be doing. But we've been failing royally at it. Love your neighbor like you love yourself, huh? How much trouble we got with that one? Come on, hey, man. How much trouble we got with that one? Here's another one. Pray for your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. I mean, I'm looking you in your eye and I'm going to use you. You know I'm going to use you. I'm using you, and I don't care that you know that I'm using you. Pray for them. Lord, bless my users. You ain't never prayed that prayer. We failing royally at the doing. Come on, y'all. Pray without ceasing. I go all over. Pray without ceasing. That's in the Bible. We failing royally. Why you're failing royally is because you're trying to do something that you don't know you are. You've been trying to function in something that you've been trying to function, but you didn't change your inside workings. You didn't change the mechanics of who you are. You didn't yield to who you really are. And so you've been failing at the doing.
Lord Jesus.
Come on, amen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say a little louder. Say amen.
Amen.
Y'all know it's some things that we've been trying to do that's in that scripture, but it's been evading us.
Right. Yeah.
It's been evading us, and then we feel bad about ourselves. Mm-hmm. Next thing comes is guilt and condemnation. And judgment, right? All of that. And now you on yourself. And now you all heavy. And now something, ain't nothing wrong with you. Look at me. Ain't nothing wrong with you. There is nothing, listen to me. There is nothing wrong with you. I'm going to tell you something. You're perfect. Amen for the reception.
Amen.
I said, you're perfect. Well, I know I got to fix. I ain't worried about it. I asked you what you got to fix. I said you're perfect. Come on, say I am perfect. Come on, say it again. Say I am perfect. Come on, say it again. Say I am perfect.
I am perfect.
Before you get all your religion and all your definitions and all that on me, I ain't talking about flawless. Two different things. Right? Perfection has to do with purpose. Herein is our love made perfect. The Bible talking about for the perfecting of the saints. Right there in Ephesians 4, so that means if the saints can be perfected, then means
I am perfect.
You get it? Say, I am perfect.
I am perfect.
So I'm not talking about any issues on the outside. But right now, this conversation ain't about nothing on the outside.
That's right, sir. Come on.
I don't care about nothing on the outside. I don't care about nothing that's on the outside telling you something different. I don't care about anything you've done on the outside. This is what I'm trying to say. All sin is on the outside anyway. So I ain't talking about none of that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Say, I am perfect.
I am perfect.
Say it again. Say, I am perfect.
I am perfect.
Can you say it like you believe it with some conviction and not be scared that Jesus is going to strike you? Say, I am perfect.
I am perfect.
You're full of purpose already. The thing that you're trying to attain, you already are.
I am prosperity.
Okay, let's not get deep. You've been trying to get money. I am money. Listen to me.
I
get nervous about that one. I don't understand, but you went to work for money all day today. I don't know why when the money conversation come up, it's like money. Oh, Jesus. But you and your wife talked about it a little while ago. Ain't nobody say, well, we talking about money too much. You ain't tell your boss that, huh? Well, check time. You know, boss, you be talking about money too much. That's a stupid stuff people say because they don't want to change.
Right. That's right.
They talk about money too much. What you be talking about when you go to the gas station? I just want all them to shut up. All of them to be talking that noise. Shut up, you're a hypocrite. The moment you say that out your mouth, you become an immediate hypocrite to yourself.
Right.
They talk about money too much. What you talk about a lot? I am prosperity.
I am currency.
You already what you've been trying to get. I already am. Say, I already am. Come on, say it again. Say, I already am. Come on, say it again. I already am. This is growing up. No, you grow up into him. When you grow up into the I am. So you've been wrapping your I am around too many other things.
That's right.
I am tired. I am lonely. I am sick. I am mad. I am angry. I am aggravated. I am nervous. I'm too big. I'm too... All these I am's you rapping, all the powerful thing that I am is, and we rapping around everything else. You go down the list, you see all the stuff you saying you am. I am this, and I am that, I am broke. Slap in your mouth. I'll lick my hand in. The I am is too powerful to be rapping it around the ignorance. Watch your mouth. Come on, come on, everybody, come on, watch your mouth. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, you gotta watch your mouth. You got to pay attention. You got to, on a day-to-day basis, by the words that are justified and our words that are condemned, death and life and the power of your tongue. What are you wrapping your I am nature around? So now we're trying to deal with these, we're trying to deal with the outside, we're trying to deal with what's going on the outside, we're trying to deal with the works of our hands and trying to change those without changing the works of our heart. Yeah. Yes, all right, greater is he that is where? 1 John 4, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Yes, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells where? In Philippians 2:13 is talking about it is God which worketh in you. All right, everybody say inside.
Inside.
It's already on the inside. You were made in his image and his likeness. That never changed. Just because Adam and Eve decided to eat off a tree that made them a little confused don't mean God changed his mind.
Yes, sir.
God did not change his mind.
Yes, sir.
Nor did he take back his nature from you. Nor did he take back his likeness. So since the beginning until now, you still made in the image of God. You just don't realize it. You just don't know. We're just in a society where we're letting everything on the outside give us inside identity. You look at your bank account and it tell you certain numbers that ain't too favorable. And now you feel like you ain't got nothing. No, I am everything though. So I'm not gonna let this from the outside tell me who I am from the inside. I'm not gonna let the infiltrator come in. Y'all understand me? I have to change my identity. Everybody say identity. Come on, say it again, say identity. From the beginning of time, listen to me, Brian, from the beginning of time until now, it should have stopped with Jesus, but people ain't know who Jesus was. They thought Jesus came to do something for them instead of being them. They thought Jesus came to do a duty for them instead of show them who they are. It hit your heart, didn't it? Because that's what you thought. You thought he came to save your soul. Well, how are you going to save your soul unless he changed your soul? So the whole time he's coming here to tell you who you are. Every time you read them red words in them scriptures, he's talking to you. I know I'm the reverend. Praise the Lord for the reverend. But he ain't just talking to me. He's talking to you. We're so busy screaming out, Lord, you're great, that you can't hear him yelling it back at you the same way. Come on, Brother Z. Come on, Brother Z. You so busy trying to go through the duty.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not saying don't scream, Lord, you're great. Come on, everybody say it.
Lord,
no, I need to scream it, scream it, scream it.
Lord,
and he say, you too.
Yes.
But you can't hear him because you don't think he's talking to you like that. You thought he was going to give you some instruction instead of giving you some identity. If I give you instructions without giving you identity first, then I've given you an empty instruction. Come on, screaming out, Lord, you're great.
Lord, you're
you too. I ain't got time to go there. I ain't got time to go there. Lord Jesus, I ain't got time to go there. But over there in Matthew's when he said, whom do men say I the Son of Man am? So they get to screaming, they get to talking. Some say thou art lies. And some say, which the problem was you was talking to some people. You've been talking to too many other people, you wasn't paying attention to the one. That's why you knew they were talking about Elias and John the Baptist. Because you over there, them people that don't believe. Why would you be listening to anybody else if you walking with Jesus anyway? All right, but find yourself. Everybody say, find myself. Some say Elias. Some say John the Baptist or one of the prophets. Yeah. No. But who you say? Yeah, right. Who you say I am? Yeah. Peter, old crazy self, right? We talk about Peter Sunday, right? Yeah. Peter say, thou art the Christ. Yeah. The Son of the living God. Right? You get all spirit. I got to do it for the drama, right? Jesus gets excited. Y'all sit down. Jesus gets excited and say, and we got to go. Come on. Come on, Matthew, because you need to read this a certain way. Matthew, I think it's 16. Oh, I'm going to be in the wrong place. Let me see. Yep, 16 verse 13. Go. Come on. I'm flying. Come on. Come on, I'm flying. We flying. Come on. Come on, say we flying. Come on. Verse 13, and now let me give you a little context. Jesus just fed thousands of people by breaking bread, all right? If you know what's going on, he just did this. Now they're on a boat headed to another place. These fools are arguing about who didn't bring the bread. And Jesus is like, y'all didn't see me make bread just now? It's almost, sometimes we like that. Hindsight is the best sight, so we be talking about all this noise we do. But if I walk with Jesus, I'd have stuck with him. If I'd have walked with him, I wouldn't have denied him like Peter. No, you didn't have no red words at that time. You ain't had no scripture. You'd have ran off cussing too. But hindsight is the best sight, so now we get all religious because we got the whole book. Sometimes that be us, though. Any of y'all went to sleep last night? Yeah. Anybody went to sleep last night? Yeah. Last night you went to sleep with the Messiah on the inside. Yeah, that's right. And you woke up with him. You can't get rid of him. You can't get away. I told somebody the other day that really life is built on truth. So whether no matter what goes on out here, truth got to rise. You can't get away from him, Raj. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. You can't get away from him. What can separate us from the love of God? You can't get away. Those little feelings that you got because you made a couple little mistakes or you went a certain little way, that's just the enemy trying to condemn you, trying to tell you that you are that sin. And let me tell you something about sin. Sin cannot be personified. See, the Bible says you're made the righteousness of God, but you can't be made sin. Sin ain't a person. The Bible talks about sin trying to work in your members. But it can't be you. But hold on. But don't it feel like that sometimes? Like when you commit something, now you feel like you are a liar. No, you just lied. And get back to your righteousness. See, the enemy going to condemn you and keep you over there in the ditch. Since the beginning of time, there's been an identity crisis. Y'all ready for this? The serpent came to Adam and Eve and tried to tell them something that they already were. He said, if you eat from this tree, you'll be like God. Hold up. Let's rewind back a couple of scriptures when he said he made man in his and lightness. He said, be fruitful and multiply and I give you dominion over. Ain't nobody got dominion over everything but God, but he gave you that same power. That means you got the same power of God. But here come this serpent on the ground. First of all, why are you talking? God didn't tell me nobody. He didn't tell me to talk to the animals. Then when he do start talking, he starts saying, you know, you'll be just like God. And so at that particular moment, because we allow something else to enter in other than the voice of God, what you been listening to? Who've been talking to you and telling you whatever you are and why you've been feeling? You ever feel funny? Like you ever had a date where you felt depressed or down or you felt a little weird but you didn't know what happened? Yeah, something got in there. It might be a casual conversation. Yeah, it sounds like the enemy. You know, you come on the ground. You know, them serpents are funny. They even change color sometimes to match what you don't even know where they're at. You don't even know they in that person. You don't even know they got venom. And then you wonder what's wrong with you. Now you need somebody to pray with you. And you need some counseling. Counsel yourself.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Counsel yourself. Listen. I'm going to agree with you until you learn how to agree with yourself. He come on the ground. He starts saying, "You're gonna be just like God if you do like that. You be just like God." And the moment that they listen, they receive faith for this thing. And then because they receive faith in their ears, they begin to act on it, and they partook of the fruit. And immediately when they ate of the fruit, immediate thing. Everybody talking about sin entered in, and I understand that. So I'm not knocking that. Don't judge me. Nobody kill me. All right? Don't judge me. I'm not. The Scott. No. Immediately, what happened was an identity crisis. I'll prove it to you. God didn't leave, did he? Go look in your Genesis. God ain't leave. God didn't leave. God said, where y'all at? Why y'all hiding from me? Now, I, Montrell, would have been like, I'd have bust out the garden. I'd have bust out where we was hiding at. I'd have bust out. Lord, listen, I'm sorry. I don't know why I did it, but I'm sorry. Can we go back? I feel like I'm naked, but if you tell me I ain't naked, I ain't naked. I'm trying to get back, Jesus. I'd have been screaming, Lord, please, help me, Jesus, right? So God wasn't going away from them, nor was there separation, because he still come and talk to them. But because of their identity crisis, these things had to come upon them. We always talk about what God had. God didn't do nothing to them. You did it to you. And right now you're doing it every day to yourself. I don't care if such and such did something at the job or whoever said something that tried to put a bad name on you. I don't care what it is that they did. What they did can't change what you do unless you let it. So from that time until now, there's been a major identity crisis. And then when Christ comes to clear up the crisis, yeah. Yes, you don't even know who he is. Yeah. You thought he was coming to be some, they was looking for Superman. Mm-hmm. You be looking for him too. Yeah. Heard somebody sing the other day, Lord, I need you. And then, come in, swoop in and save the day. Come in, our nation needs you. Come in, Lord, our nation needs you. Our world needs you. Come in and save the day. You save the day.
Yes, sir.
You waiting for a savior when he made you the savior.
Come on, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this is advanced Jesus class. Maturity, right? Everybody say maturity. Maturity. This ain't new member class right here. All right, here we are. Yeah. You the savior.
Yes, sir.
Jesus said it. I didn't say it. Okay, I'm about to say what he said. Can I say what he said? Yes, can I say what Jesus said?
Yes,
Jesus said, the works that I do. Right. Come on, y'all can finish my sentences, huh? Yeah. The works that I do. He didn't say. I'm trying to find the loophole that you be using to stay weak. Wow. Yeah. Ain't one in there. Jesus solidified the case. Yeah. So anything you're doing outside the case means you choose not to be like Christ.
Yeah, that's right.
The works that I do, who gonna do them? So you do also, and then, what is this? Greater works. We try to justify. Because we always try to justify because we feel like if we say something, we're gonna take glory from the Lord. So greater works must have meant that it was just more people doing. No, he meant greater works. He ain't stutter. Why you scared? God has not given us
the spirit of fear.
Stop praying in fear.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. Let me talk to you for a second. Stop praying out of fear.
Yes, sir.
Stop praying out of fear that something's going to happen to you if you don't pray.
Come on, sir.
Yes, sir.
Stop praying and studying the word out of fear that God going to be mad at you. He already told you he loves you no matter what.
That's right.
Stop. Stop sowing in fear because you're scared you're going to run out.
Lord Jesus.
I'm dealing with you right now. Yeah. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I command you in the name of Jesus to stop acting in fear. You do things because you're afraid that something else is going to happen. That's not God. God is not about crisis management. So some of the things you do, you read because you feel like the Holy Spirit not going to talk to you. Oh, he not going to be with you. Hold on, what do you mean be with you? He's in you. The presence of God. The presence of God. You will the presence of God. I am the presence of God. God, I'm their God there. Y'all, that scared y'all a little bit because you don't understand. I am. Everybody say it.
I am.
Come on, say it again. I am.
I am.
The scripture told us. John has said it, and Ephesians said, he says, above all and in all and through you all. If all you're thinking about is God above you and you don't think about God in you, you're imbalanced. Just like you can start thinking about God in you and not above you, you're imbalanced. Are y'all understanding me? Stop living in fear for a quick second. Let me stay there for a second. Stop functioning out of fear. Stop trying to do your spiritual things out of fear, because it won't work. Faith works by what? Faith works by what?
Love.
Faith was working by what?
Love.
I can't hear you. Faith was working by what?
Love.
So faith don't work by fear. So it don't matter if you're scared. You're doing a lot of stuff to try to manage. God ain't never told you to manage nothing. He tell you to move forward. Sometimes that be us. We right there with Jesus and we don't know who he is. In us. As us. Somehow we don't even realize. If you can never feel oppressed or depressed, then that means you don't know who you are. And all that becomes a choice. Boy, if the enemy could jump on people and start taking people over, he'd have been whooping people loose. But obviously, he ain't got that kind of power.
Right.
So if he does have any power in your life, there's something that you gave him.
Right.
Or it's something that you did, a power that you didn't know you had, and so he exploited your weakness in your understanding.
Gotcha.
You left the door open. Who the son of man am? Say I am. Some say thou, John the Baptist. Some say Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said, who say you that I am? And he was telling them the answer right there. Who say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Y'all see that? Verse 16. And Jesus answered him and said, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. He calls his name, right?
Yeah.
Y'all see he called his name right there? You see Simon Bar-Jonah, right? For flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now these next couple of statements, I'm going to go ahead and put it up on the screen, the next scripture. And then it says, and I say also unto thee. Now that really doesn't make sense unless you slow down. That really doesn't make sense. And I say also to thee. Okay. And, that means in conjunction to what I said just now. Can we break it down in English, right? All right. And in conjunction to what I just said just now, like flesh and blood, all right, in conjunction to that, bless art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. In conjunction, I'm adding on to that. And I say, Jesus, say also, what does also mean? Like this, it's another thing I'm gonna say. We like to do this. I'm gonna show you. Also unto you.
Right.
That thou art, Peter. I'll go back and say it again. Blessed thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Go back to verse for that. You're going to catch this tonight. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven.
Right.
Next scripture. And I say also unto thee.
Right.
I'm in my office getting ready for school, for ministry school, right? And can I be honest with y'all? So we don't like to be honest about stuff because we try to be all super deep all the time. I ain't had nothing. I ain't had a message. I ain't had an inkling. I know who I am.
Right.
I just didn't know what was going on at the time. I didn't have no text, no scripture, no nothing. I'm trying to get dressed. It's time to go to class. What are we doing, Jesus? I can't get up there. Come on, y'all preachers, come on. Can't get up there without no, what are you doing? And so, all I remember putting on my shoes, and he said text interpretations. I said, what you mean, Jesus? Now, I know what text interpretation is. Anybody text anybody before? Come on, y'all. You're texting people, like, come on. I'm not talking about the text, like you pull out a text in the Bible. No, you got your phone, and you're sending a message, a text. All right? Have you ever text somebody before, and you thought they was catching an attitude with you? So you'd be like, who are you talking to? exclamation point. Then we got emojis now, so side eye, right? Do you have a problem? Y'all know that, right? Because it's text interpretation. Right. The thing about texting and text messages, and I'm going to teach you about the text in your Bible too, but the thing about text messages is you really sometimes can't really feel the vibe. Like if, like I could tell you, hey, be quiet, right? Can you be quiet? Can you be quiet? It's different, right? Because of the tone. But when you're texting, you can't hear that tone. So now it's left up to you. Why you put so many exclamation points? Why you put so many periods? Why you didn't know? No, say it like, why? All right, because no voice, right? No voice. So it's left up to the text interpretations. And sometimes, because it's just words on the screen, because it's just words on the screen with no voice behind it, you don't really know what's really being said to you. Does that hit home for you? Come on, I want to make sure you understand that before I go to the next place. Do you understand that? So we can all agree that we didn't either caught an attitude, or have you ever tried to send an attitude through a text? Like you were trying to get them to feel you, like, you pressing the button, almost breaking your phone. I'm going to get you together today. Text interpreter, they're not going to feel it. Then you mad because they ain't feel it. So now you on the phone going off because you thought they understood that you was all excited. Text interpretation, everybody say it. So you can misinterpret things when it's just text with no voice. And so I'm sitting there, I'm tying my shoe, and this scripture come up, right? And I've been reading this. Y'all been reading this for years, huh? He said, text interpretation. He said, listen to the tone. He said, change the tone in how you read that. He said, if you change the tone, then it changes the tone. So I read it again. I said, I went back. To verse 17, right? And I went back. Go back. And I said, and Jesus answered him and said, and blessed thou, Simon Bajona, for flesh and blood is not revealed in the deep of my Father, which is in heaven, right? We cool with that, right? Then verse 18, we go back and it says, and I say also to thee, and I had to stop. I said, well, you also saying something to me. What are you saying? Are you about to tell me the same thing I told you? Uh-oh. That, and he said, this is how he said it. I need y'all to catch it. All right, y'all listen to me? We read it like this. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Well, I knew he wasn't just talking about building the church on Peter, because he called Peter a devil the next couple scriptures. But y'all know y'all read it like that. And I say also unto thee, because we be trying to conquer the scripture. We're trying to conquer the verse, and we don't slow down. Everybody say slow down.
Slow down.
Come on, say it again, slow down. When you're reading the scripture, slow down and maybe you hear something. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell is not prevailed against it. Then you go, and the keys of the kingdom, you go all the way over there, and you miss the text interpretation. You mix the tone of what Jesus is saying. But Jesus, slow down. Everybody say, slow down. So now I read it, and I say also unto thee. So I'm going to say it to you too, Peter. You just told me, but I'm going to say it to you too, Peter. You ready for this? Then the tone is, and I say unto thee, that thou art, yes, Peter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. Verse 17. Go back, verse 17. I'm going to show you. Jesus answered him and said, blessed thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. That's his name, right?
Uh-huh.
It's Simon Bar-Jonah, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that his name?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we already know that Jesus know his name.
Yeah.
And we already know who Jesus is talking to.
Right.
Right? So we know that he is not, Jesus says Simon Bar-Jonah in that scripture for a reason, so that you'll be clear that he's already talking to Simon Bar-Jonah, Simon Peter. That's who he's talking to, all right? So now we get to the next scripture. When he says Peter's name again, he's not saying Peter is the rock. He's saying you are Christ too, Peter.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The Son of the Living God.
Come on.
So, and I say also unto thee. Now that makes more sense, huh? Yeah. Now I'm gonna say this to you too. I'm gonna say it to you too then.
Yeah.
Since you got the revelation, I'm gonna say it to you too. Since you figured it out, flesh and blood didn't reveal it, but my Father was. So now I'm gonna say it to you too. Listen, thou art Peter. Look, what's your name? Say your name. What? I'm gonna say that thou art, and you say your name right after, right? You ready? And that thou art. Now you ain't gonna make no leaps and bounds until you can come to this conclusion. I'm going to make you say something real scary. Say, I am Christ.
I am Christ.
You ready to quit? What's wrong? You nervous? I don't care. We got to grow up sometimes. We got to leave the milk and get to the meat sometimes. When are we going to do it? Well, I'm maturing. I'm working on maturing. Get mature right now. Sit down, y'all, because I want to see everybody. The I am is not about more and more years of development. It's about more and more present realization. If I say I am.
I am.
I am ain't in the future. I am ain't yesterday. I am is right now. But it is yesterday, today, and forever. Because Jesus Christ is the same today and forever. But if I stay in the I am, then I am. Whoa. I can never be somewhere else. You ever been afraid about something that's coming? It ain't even there yet. It don't even exist. Then we out the same mouth in church miles, right? We say tomorrow's not promised. We say we don't know what day or time he coming. Like, and you had the nerve to say that, but then you're nervous about next week. Everybody say I am.
I am.
I'm gonna say it again, and you better say your name. That thou art. And upon this rock I will build my church. And the gates of hell should not prevail against it. Go to the next scripture. I'm going to tell you who you are. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Next scripture. Come on. And then he charged the disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. Because it wasn't time. He still was lighting people up. So now all that's you. Come on, say that's me.
That's me.
Come on, say it again. Say that's me.
That's me.
Nah. Don't say it like you're scared. I don't say it because I'm saying it. I need you to say it. I need you to say it like you believe it. See, I don't want you to go home and say Montreal preached a good message. I'm not preaching a good message. I'm trying to show you. I'm trying to preach you. I'm preaching you. I heard Apostle this the other day, man. It was amazing. I thank God. And I catch on to this stuff. You know, people want to pat you on your back and say, you're such a great man of God. You are too. Let me tell you something. My whole life, if you've been assigned to minister the gospel, right, which all of us are.
Yes, sir.
I can't hear y'all. Y'all, but that don't mean all y'all gotta be the reverend up there behind the pulpit.
Right.
You want to make apostles' dream come to pass?
Yeah.
Grow up.
Yep.
Amen.
Realize that you're great. Every time you come out here minister on Sunday or whatever meeting, he's trying to tell you how great you are. But if you keep on coming here trying to receive instructions are inside of your greatness. I'm not saying my I amness versus instructions. No, it's all together. But if you just try to get instructions without your identity. Everybody say identity. Go flip over to chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Come on, real quick. About 10 minutes. I'm about to light it up these last 10 minutes. Matthew chapter 9. All right, I don't want y'all going home. Listen, I need you to be on fire. I don't need to call on. They call on fire from heaven in the Old Testament. The fire in you now. You just won't let yourself burn. You already lit.
Yeah, I see.
You're just talking about light a candle. Do you light a candle? You put it under a bushel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm going to let it. Say, I am.
I am.
Say, I am the light.
I am the light.
Jesus did not shudder. Jesus don't have an inferiority complex. God is not insecure.
Yes, sir.
You better give me my credit. Right. Look around. That's all his credit. Yeah. The fact that you're looking around is his credit.
His credit.
You couldn't take his credit if you wanted to. If you wanted to be like, look at me. Who going to look at you? How are they looking at you unless somebody bigger gave them eyes to look at you? You can't take his credit, so stop being so scary. I am the light. Say it.
I am the light.
Matthew chapter 9. Let me get over there. I'm still over in 16. And the scripture before this, I'm looking from the inside now when I read the Bible. Right? I'm reading from the inside now. I'm reading the Bible from a Jesus mindset. I'm not reading the Bible from a Christian. Come on, can I help y'all?
Yes, sir.
I'm not reading the Bible from a Christian, like I'm from Christ. I'm reading the Bible as I am Christ. All right, so when I do that, it unfolds to me. That's why Jesus was able to say stuff to the disciples, and they was like, well, how are we going to know the way? I just told y'all how y'all know the way, but y'all still looking for instructions and not finding identity in me. That's why I can say something. That's why you can fuss about bread, even though I just broke bread in front of you. See, that's why I know that the stuff that happens outside ain't going to be the thing that's going to change you. It's got to be what's on the inside. Because how many miracles we done seen and we still doubt? How many deliverance have we been brought out of, but we still fearful about the next situation? Come on, y'all, find yourself. Come on. There's no way that God didn't come through for you that many times, and then you're still going to be scared about the next thing. You need to change something on the inside.
On the inside. Yes, sir.
You need to just rewire your mindset.
Yes, sir.
So now here I'm reading on the inside. The end of chapter 8, they told Jesus he had to leave. Remember that the demons out there, they said, well, you came torment us too early. He said, can you send us over into them pigs, swine, right? And the pigs ran off the cliff and died in the ocean, right? It seemed like a miracle because Jesus cast a demon out, right? But the people told me he had to leave, and I was wondering, why did they tell him to leave? Well, because the boy was mad that he killed all his pigs. Y'all, see, we don't own pigs and stuff right now. We own cars and houses and stuff, so we don't understand what livestock is. But at that time, that was their livelihood. That was their life. So now all the pigs run off the thing and jump. I don't want no demon pigs, no way. I mean, the demons in them. So you got to leave because you're causing too much trouble. All right, y'all ready? All right. The Bible is fun.
Yeah, the Bible is fun.
God, if you read it right, if you start reading it religiously and lawfully, and God's trying to get me together. No, God is loving you. God loves you. Say, God loves me. Come on, say it again. Say, God loves me. Now, y'all know it's fun when somebody loves you. When somebody loves you, y'all have a good time. Because you ain't got to worry about nothing. Now, I love you. You love me. We are happy. So, because there's love, we ain't got to be hiding and all mad and all that. Because everybody loving everybody. It feels good. Oh, so it feels good. Yeah, it feels. So, could y'all stop? Talking to God like an estranged husband.
Oh, God.
Or stop. You round God like he a deadbeat daddy. Right. And he'll never be there for you when he always there. Treating God the Father like he an abuser. You jump when he come around. No! Stop! Walking around here like you don't know God. It's your father. Say my father. Come on, say it again, my father. Come on, say it again, my father. They say, Lord, teach us how to pray. And the first thing he says, our father. You get what I'm saying? Are you listening to me? You listening to me? See, God is not this estranged. Look, the heir. I'm dealing with identity, y'all. Y'all ready? The heir. As long as he's a child. Different nothing but a servant, though he be Lord of all. This is scripture. That means everything out there is for him. But he's still a child, so he got to be a servant. But it's under tutors and until the appointed time, until maturity. Until the appointed time, until maturity. right? Right? Until the appointed time, until maturity, until I grow up to realize that I am an heir and I run all this. You're so busy trying to serve God, you won't let him tell you he loved you as a son. I'm a servant of the Most High God. Cool. Why you don't ever say I'm a son of the Most High God? Because you don't believe it. You don't know it. You got your license with you? Anybody got your license? Don't pull them out. You got your license? Y'all got it? Right? You know, you ain't get your license when you was four. You couldn't ID. You can't get no ID until you come to the age. I remember when I got my license, I was 15 years old. This is before they changed the rules and all that, right? Now I remember, thank God, God bless Apostle, thank God for everything he done for my life. I got my car 2 days before I made my birthday. So I'm sitting in the house I can't drive nowhere, but I'm looking out the window at it. Right, look at the car, right? Right? And then I get my license, and the first day I'm just rolling. Now I've been enabled to get on these roads. Enabled. Legally. So you can't just pull me over and tell me I can't drive because here's my ID.
Right.
Now, there were still some maturity things on my license because at the back of my license it says on Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday, you got to be inside by 11. And then on Friday, the weekend, because they know the weekend, everybody want to hang, but you're still in by 12. So if I catch you on these streets at 15 years old after 12, it's going to be some trouble. So it's still some maturity. Y'all get it? But at a certain time, you got your ID. You had to grow up and pass some tests. Now, it's not the ID, the license is not the thing that makes you a good driver, because we know people that got license that can't drive. So it's not that, though. Y'all need a little bit of work, all right? It's not that. But the ID is a representation of who you are already. Now, me, I was driving when I was, 10 or 11. Not on the road. Don't be trying to call the police. I'm like, come get in there, boy. No. I wasn't, but I had a go-kart. And it worked the same way. And the daddy told me, you can't use both your feet now, boy. You need to use one foot because you're going to confuse yourself if you use both feet, right? So I'm driving, and I drive up the driveway and drive on back. Whatever, and I drive right down the street to my cousin's house, and I drive on back. So I was driving, but I still had to mature, but then the ID gave me a right. I'm about to speed preach. Y'all ready? Chapter 9, Matthew chapter 9, and he entered into the ship Passover that came to the other side of the own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on the bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, watch this. Son, you see that big S?
Yeah.
You see that capital S?
Yeah.
Hold up, do you see the capital S?
Yeah.
Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. He didn't say get up and walk or nothing.
No.
He didn't say be healed or nothing. He started dealing with identity first.
Wow.
You got to go read this on your own. You ready? And verse 3, and behold, a certain scribe, here they come, them doggone church folks. Certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. Your deep word. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, they didn't say it to him because they say it within themselves, but Jesus, being the one that he is, knew what they were saying. He said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? I bet they was nervous then. You're talking about me, ain't you? For whether is easier, which one easier? To say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise and walk, but that ye may know that the Son of who?
Man.
Well, are you a son of man?
Yeah.
I can't hear you. Are you a son of man?
Yes, sir.
That the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins.
Yes, sir.
Talking about you.
Yes, sir.
Then he says to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go to your house. He did not deal, you remember Janet? He did not deal with the issue until he dealt with identity.
Wow.
Little later on in the chapter, we're not gonna talk about tonight because the clock's about to go out. But you go read, just go do a reading, right? This is Bible fresh. This is what I'm trying to tell you. You go read a little further in the chapter, and you're gonna see the woman with the issue of blood. But she dealt with identity first before she got her manifestation with her issue. Because she said, if I may touch but the hem of his garment. Now she recognized Jesus. But she didn't realize that in recognizing Jesus, she was recognizing herself. Heal thyself, heal thyself, heal thyself. Amen. Stand on your feet. Follow me.